Hey, how's everybody doing today? This is Let's Talk Pharrella, and this is your boy Dwayne, and this is a Pharrella Friday. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing the George Floyd trial. And honestly, I'm happy with the outcome. I'm sure we all are. But in reality, George Floyd's trial is a reminder that a real victory would be if George Floyd was still alive. And every day, Black Americans wake up feeling like they possibly can be next is another day without justice. And what's crazy is, even with all the cameras and all the bystanders who are still traumatized till this day from what they witnessed that day, you have both sides of conversations from EMTs saying that they were not allowed to help George Floyd due to Derek Chauvin and the officers that just stood there not doing anything, even as clear as day. Injustice, we all still sat on the edge of our seats, hoping that real justice will come to light. And yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that Derek Chauvin is convicted, but actually this is a drop in the ocean of cops that just don't get evicted. And even watching how could the situation be anything but murder? And in our justice system, we're biased enough. To treat it as if the officer had justice. And okay, don't get me wrong, I am happy that police officers came forward and said that Derek Chauvin had faced injustice and what he had did was over the line. But in reality, do you guys remember when everything first transpired? It did not say that Derek Chauvin killed a man. It said that George Floyd died due to complications to his arrest. And then do you guys not remember that the same police officers that testified against him were the same police officers that stood in front of his house trying to protect him? And in all reality, like really, really sit there and think about how much it took for Derek Chauvin to actually really get convicted. Like George Floyd's story was so huge because there was so many cameras. So many people were there, and it was just in the middle of the day. White cop has his knee on the neck of a Black man for far too long, 9 minutes to be exact. And I'm just imagine if all those cameras weren't around and it was the same exact situation, how many of us would even really know? Because in reality, situations like this happen every day to Black men in America, and not all of them get the same exact light that George Floyd did. And do you guys know that the girl that just died in Columbus, Ohio, died exactly 1 hour after the Derek Chauvin trial ended? Like, did you guys not see on the news how the cop had pulled a Black 8-month-old pregnant woman out of her car and had his knee on her throat and was tasing her belly? And what kills me is anytime you go on Twitter or any type of social media, I always notice how former presidents always want to have a voice and speak out about social injustice and hoping that the justice is served. In reality, they are all in positions to make something happen. Am I right or am I wrong? What people don't realize is President Obama was not only our first Black president, but he was also our most violent. He sent out the most bombs, and you mean to tell me that he didn't have the ability to demolish an entire country based off of social injustice, or matter of fact, should I say, oils and things like that? Because we all know the United States has no business in Iraq. They have no business being over there. Like, let's be honest. And he has the sole ability to change the social stigma on his own. And he didn't. Like, how can you be a Black president and you're sitting there on Twitter talking about, oh man, I hope justice comes. What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me right now? Then our current president, Joe Biden, to jump on and say he hopes justice is made. Did you guys not see that tweet? That President Biden, we all seen a man get killed. That's nothing else. I don't give a fuck if the motherfucker had a badge. We all seen a man get killed. And President Biden says he hopes that justice is served. Why don't they ever display the power that they actually have? Like, that's like being a billionaire and seeing somebody broke on the sidewalk and you're like, hey man, I hope you get some money. Like you get what I'm saying? Like, it's like having the ability to change somebody's life and then not doing so. And in reality, the government that we all supposedly rely on, they are all the ones who have the ability to pass certain laws. Not only the man should be held accountable, all these laws still have to pass through the House and through the Senate. Okay? Okay, look, everybody, we all know that. You guys do know that Washington, D.C. is going to become the 51st state of the United States. Like, as if we're not already fucking stupid enough. And to make matters worse, I'm sure a majority of you got your, what is it? What's those checks? You guys all got your checks from the government, right? Okay. Why haven't they passed the George Floyd Police Reform Act that they talked about when he died? Like, black people are still dying. Shoot, let's not forget about the little Latin boy in LA who just passed away. And he dropped his gun. Police still shot. Dante Wright, how do you mistake a gun for a taser? Like, is the weight different? Does the motherfucker not have a big yellow barrel on there? Doesn't it have lights? Doesn't it make a charge? Doesn't it have dots? Right after the Dante Wright story, I'm sure you guys seen the story where a cop pulls over a white man and the white man has a fully automatic Uzi on him, okay? And the police officer says, hey, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to take that gun from you, all right? The white guy says, oh, okay. Cop puts his gun away, goes up to the door. White guy says, think again, lets it spray. Black man, we done got killed for having phones in our hands. We done got killed for answering the door, putting both our hands up and saying, yes, officer. Like, come on. They pushed out those vaccines faster than the George Floyd police reform law. Also, guys, the vaccines are not FDA approved. They're emergency use approved, which means that getting a vaccine is like eating a handful of almonds. Some of us might be able to digest it. Some people might have allergic reactions and cause them to die. Did you not see what happened with Johnson & Johnson? How women that was taking certain birth controls, also women that had that was pregnant, were getting rare blood clots in their brains? I'll pass. And then did you guys see that story that happened in South America? A volcano erupted and rescuers only came and got people on the island that had their vaccine cards. This is a real story. If you did not have your vaccine, you were left behind. So what does that mean? The government may not be able to push the vaccine on us, but they are making it means like, okay, say a gigantic fire happens and then you're sitting there gasping for air and the EMT comes up to you and right before he grabs your mouth and performs CPR, he says, hey man, do you have your vaccine card? because I can't put my mouth in your mouth unless you do. Other than that, you're choosing to die. Like, how would you feel? Like, it's kind of free will, but it's not. I don't know, guys. It seems like it's a bigger picture. You seen on CNN what they found, those cops in LA that's been on the police force since 1990. So they've been on the police force for decades. Did you not hear all the racial derogatory remarks they were talking about? Let's kill these N-words. We need to start a civil war. Kill as many N-words as possible. Like, it's a bigger picture, guys. If the police don't get in order, it's like, and all this stuff is going on, and I see people all over the news jumping and cheering for the Derek Chauvin trial. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited that Derek Chauvin got convicted, but convicting a murderer is not for celebration. That's like applauding a bird for flying, applauding a dog for barking. Like, you can't applaud and celebrate things that should go that way. Like, the fact that, and it's so crazy because we all openly know how our system works. Like, I swear to Bob, the minority has the voice and the majority is silent, because we all know how our system works. We all know when a cop kills a black man, he's likely to get off. And with everything we've seen on camera, everything that happened, we still sat on the edges of our seats, not knowing what's going to happen next. And that was the craziest part. We know if it was a black man, he probably would have got killed and still went to court arrested. Sir, talk. Shoot him again. But when it comes to a white cop behind a badge, we always know that he's going to get off. Do you guys know that? You guys know how many cops don't get evicted because they weren't on camera? Like, I could have sworn that we started body cameras to put cops at a... pretty much put cops in check and show the people that they're actually doing their job. But now we're learning that they can delete videos, edit them out, lock up videos. Like, we find out about shit years later. Like, what was the point? Like, now it's like violent cop world star shot live. Like, we'll see a cop shoot a black man clear as day. Black man was on drugs. Like, we all seen what happened with George Floyd, and still, for some reason, Derek Chauvin's lawyer kept going back to saying that George Floyd died to complications due to drugs. He died to complications due on his health. Like, even the doctors at the scene that did the autopsy on George Floyd's body all stated that anybody in any health condition at any age would have died from that amount of pressure for that amount of time on their neck. Homicide. That's all it is. And in reality, I'm not happy about what happened. I'm not happy about the verdict. I'm not happy that another black man died. I'm not happy that a Minneapolis police officer killed somebody else due to negligence, and all before George Floyd's verdict even ended, another young black girl died in the hands of police in Columbus, Ohio. This happens every day. And who's to say what's going to happen in the future? In reality, George Floyd's case was something that we experience every day. Just this time, it happened in broad daylight. And the officer was reckless. And it was way too many cameras. And it just happened to be on TV. But what about the majority that don't get this much attention? And I don't want to be split straight down the middle. I am happy, but I'm not. Like, I feel like this was them throwing us a bone. Like, hey, we might as well fucking burn somebody at the stake. We've been slaughtering these motherfuckers all year. And I'm sorry if my language offends, but I'm a black man and this is my reality. I can't even drive past a cop without looking straight or making sure both my hands are on the steering wheel or double checking that I'm going the speed limit. Because if I get pulled over, a license and a registration could be a gun and it could be liable in court. And then I'm a blue collar guy. Like, I could be painted as the worst human being so easily. And it's all because the media brainwashes everybody to think stereotypes and statistics and have stigmas of each other. But in reality, let's reflect on how George Floyd's family actually feels within the moment. Like, think about what happened when everything first transpired. We had looting. We have businesses getting robbed. We had people losing everything because it was a free-for-all, because there was no justice. So everybody wanted to splurge around injustice. And imagine being George Floyd's family, going on social media after your family finally gets justice, and you see a bunch of narrow-minded people saying, well, guess they won't be looting this time. Like, what the fuck? That wasn't the point. That wasn't the point. You guys missed the whole point. Like, let the man rest. Like, and yeah, of course, Derek Chauvin would have never been convicted unless it was for the police officers backing up everybody else. But like I said in the beginning, it was the same police officer sitting in front of his house protecting him. So I'll say, let's take this as a win and let's chalk this up as a W. But there's so much more that needs to be done. And with the justice system we have, I pray to God that I don't end up in our justice system. That's me knocking on wood. I'm superstitious, my bad. So black people, let's take this as a dub. But I definitely don't believe this is cause for celebration. And maybe I might seem too harsh. So I want you guys to give me some feedback on my Instagram, DLJJ95. I'm going to put up a questionnaire and I want you guys to just give me questions, give me feedback. What were your thoughts on the trial and how you feel about it? Because I know I'm not alone when it comes to realizing that we need more than just Derek Chauvin. And this is all I have for you guys today. This is Let's Talk Ferrella. Check out my art gallery, Ferrella Galleria. Everything is on sale. Commissions are open. And I want you guys to have a good night.